Welcome to World War II Chronicles, a weekly tribute to America's fighting men and women in commemoration of the Second World War. These programs are narrated by Ed Herlihy and are based on the news broadcasts of the war period from the recorded sound collection of the National Archives in Washington, D.C.
Off the coast of Okinawa this week, Japanese kamikaze attacks continue against the U.S. invasion fleet, but relatively few make it through the flak put up by the U.S. ships. Those that do, however, inflict serious damage to the U.S. fleet, particularly to U.S. carriers, which are equipped with wooden flight decks.
The Japanese kamikaze weapon is an 11th-hour defense against the American Navy ranging Japanese home waters. Battle-damaged American carrier planes have some narrow escapes. Only 1 out of 10 kamikazes penetrates outer Navy defenses. 1 out of 100 reaches the core of the fleet, and few of those hit their targets.
To stem these attacks, U.S. carrier-based planes attack Japanese air bases on the island.
Our carrier aircraft strike at bases of the enemy's kamikaze suicide planes.
During the course of the Okinawa campaign, almost 2,000 kamikaze sorties are made. 36 U.S. ships are sunk and 368 damaged in the Battle of Okinawa, with almost 10,000 U.S. naval casualties. I'm Ed Herlihy. Join me next time for World War II Chronicles.
World War II Chronicles was produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America, in cooperation with the National Archives. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on iTunes or visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org. We need your help to keep the legacy of our World War II generation alive. Visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org to make a donation to support World War II Chronicles and the ongoing work of the American Veterans Center.